This goes to Dr. Shems, S-H-E-M like Mary, E-S, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, Cole, C-O-L-E, date of birth 6/11/1950. Dear Dr. Shems, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Cole with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was December 16, 2024. She is continuing to lose weight, and she's now down, she's down 9 pounds over the last 4 months, and she is feeling well. She started Xanaflex 4 milligram in the end of January this year for her back pain. It was rather sedating, and she really didn't use much of it. And now the back pain is much better. She asked whether she could switch from Jardiance and try Januvia, as that had been recommended by one of the specialists instead of the Jardiance, or instead of the Januvia. That may have more benefit for kidney protection and heart protection. So she is asking about that. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Abdomen, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. And a minimal edema of the lower extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Januvia is 25 milligram daily, Lasix 40 milligram daily, Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, Rocaltrol 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The potassium chloride it was recently increased from 20 milliequivalent twice a day up to 30 milliequivalent in the morning and 20 in the evening. So a total of 50 milliequivalent every 24 hours. And that works best with the 10 milliequivalent dose of potassium. And the tizanidine or Xanaflex 4 milligram would be better tolerated if she could break those in half and just take a half of one tablet up to 3 times a day as needed for back pain. Currently, she does not need to use it. And she's still on Ozempic 2 milligram weekly. Physical exam, weight 215 pounds, pulse is 69, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 120 over 64. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur or rub. Abdomen obese and non-tender. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 14th, 2025. Hemoglobin is 14.0, normal white count, normal platelets. Calcium is 9.8, sodium 142, potassium is 3.9 on the current dose of 50 milliequivalent spread out throughout the day of potassium chloride. Carbon dioxide is 30. Albumin 4.2, phosphorus 3.3. Intact parathyroid hormone came down from 307.8 on the low dose of Rocaltrol to 90.8. And creatinine 1.76 with estimated GFR of 30. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with improved renal function. We do want her to continue getting labs monthly. 2, hypertension, well controlled. 3, secondary hyperparathyroidism, responding very well to low-dose calcitriol. And 4, diabetic nephropathy. It would be okay if she wants to switch from Januvia to Jardiance, and maybe 10 milligram daily would be a good starting dose for her. And then labs could be measured within the next 2 weeks to assure that renal function remains stable. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.